This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that shaky first inning sure woke the Tigers up. LSU baseball now leading Nicholls 5-1. We're in the bottom of the third.
Yeah, real quick, Steve. So Kader Embiid earns a walk with the bases loaded and two outs. It scores the second run. LSU takes a 2-1 lead. And then the rally, two-out rally continues with Steven Monster Milam hitting a two-run RBI single. And that was the end of the scoring for the first inning. So LSU took a 4-1 lead into the second, where Bear Jones hits a solo shot to make it 5-1. And as far as, you know, William Schmidt on the mound after that kind of shaky first inning, he's now through three innings with zero earned runs.
So it's just needed that little bit of tension to get settled a bit.
Yeah, no, he looks great right now. So we'll see if LSU can hold on to this early 5-1 lead.
We're going to check in on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line right now. We got James on the line. What you got today, James? Happy Monday.
Hey, likewise, bro. You guys mentioned Pelissero accusing Green Bay. I got John Sigler, Saints beat writer, accusing Atlanta of committing this crime. And it sounds like that it sounds about right, because basically what they're saying in the article is that they're fearing that Kellen Moore is going to take that
tush push. The brotherly shove, tush push, whatever you want.
Yeah, once we draft Tyler Warren, we'll use him for a tush push.
Take that to the Big Easy and win a title. But listen, I want five draft choices to start for us. That guy that other guy that you had on, I mean, he may know about other teams, but we need talent. So I'm with you. I'm with him when he says not a running back, only because we have nobody to play the 3-4 defense. We have no linebackers that are going to play the 3-4 defense right now. So we do need somebody coming off the edge. But as far as running back is concerned, I'm looking at the guy from Ohio State.
Which one?
From Baton Rouge.
There's two of them.
The guy from Baton Rouge that played ball at Tennessee. We need speed. When we were winning, when we had Reggie Bush, we had speed. We had speed. We had Majoka. We got nothing. So, yeah, give me five starters coming out this draft to justify Nicky's still hanging around.
Travion Henderson from Ohio State's the speed back, and then also Dylan Sampson from Tennessee, another speed back. James, to our point from what we were talking about with Joe just now, there's going to be that run in the second and third round on running backs you're going to see like 7 to 10 of them get selected in those two rounds alone. And that's if, you know, Marion Hampton doesn't sneak into the back end of the first round. I'm still kind of, you know, unsure about that. I think he'll probably be a day two pick, and then that will kind of start the run with like Scadaboo and Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins and all these other studs at the running back position that will fly off the board. I'm with you. I want the Saints to draft a running back at some point. I'm not taking one at 9. I'm not taking Ashton Jeanty. So, and it's because it's such a deep class and you can get a stud in day two.
And I don't know if Jeanty's a generational type of guy.
I think he's fantastic.
I've heard some comps on LaDainian Tomlinson already. I'm like, whoa,
Mike's
pump the brakes.
Comp is what I see. I love Mike's comp for him. Jamal Charles.
Okay.
Is what he sees from Ashton.
That's
Jeanty.
A lot better than saying LaDainian Tomlinson to me.
Right. No, I mean, that's Hall of Famer. Anyway, so I'm with you, James. I'm all for selecting a running back at some point, but not on pick 9, day 2, 100%. Now, as far as the 3-4 defense goes, Mike said that he was, you know, if he was there in his mock, Jalen Walker could have been considered for the Saints at pick 9. And he's a 3-4 outside linebacker from Georgia. Now, will he play off ball at the NFL level? Will he play kind of the edge position? We'll kind of have to see. But he's a very fascinating prospect, great speed pass rusher, someone that, you know, when he was let off the chain at Georgia, was just a complete game wrecker. He's got him going to the Jaguars at pick 5 in his mock. I have him going a little bit later. But at the same time, you know, the way that Mike was talking about him, I could see him potentially being an option if you're looking edge rusher, you know, outside linebacker at pick 9.
Yeah, the same situation with, you know, Brandon Staley coming in as defensive coordinator brings a whole bunch of personnel questions, because this is a scheme that this is a huge change, which we haven't seen in New Orleans for a while.
You desperately need a nose tackle now, and I think you can address that in round 2, because that's another position that's really loaded in this class, is interior defensive line.
Right.
In my mock, I had Tyleek Williams going at 30 to the Bills. But if he's somehow there at pick 40 for the Saints in round 2, that would be an awesome fit as far as just a run-stuffing nose tackle.